Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting, as well as the listeners and the staff of the city of Iqaluit. We have 6 items to do, and this is the first of all, Happy New Year. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Planning and Development Committee of the Whole, meeting number 1. In front of you, you have the agenda. We need to make a change with the agenda. The change order is under new business.
Recording in progress.
We will be moving 5F as 5A. New business F, will deal with that first. Request for addition land acquisition bylaw. First reading of land acquisition bylaw, lots 981 and 982, plan 4331 West 40. It's a federal lands transfer, and Amanda Wells will be presenting. And under number A, request for addition development permit application number 21023, approval of development permit application and request for variance, lot 15, block 228, plan 3586, North 40, and the applicant is NCCAC Industrial Park GP Limited, and Samantha will be presenting. With those change, I'd like a mover and a seconder to adopt the minutes agenda, please. Moved by Mayor Bell, seconded by Councillor Stevenson. All those in favor? Thank you. And we shall begin. Number 1, there's no minutes. Number 2, declaration of interest. Declaration of interest, none. Moving on to number 3, delegations, there's none. And number 4, deferred business and table items, there's none. And number 5, we'll get right down to business. And I'll ask Amanda Wells, land administrator, to come up and make the presentation, please. Thank you. If you're wondering why the mic is red, I don't have a clue. It's usually green, but even if it's red, it seems to be working. Go ahead, Amanda. I haven't done this for a while, so I might struggle tonight.
You can just take yours off. She's on.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good evening, Chair, Mayor, Councillors, and men. Happy New Year. I'm here to bring the transfer of surplus federal lands, lots 981 and 982, plan 4331. This is land that's located in the West 40 area. It's been surplus. It's been offered to the city for the nominal fee of $1. The benefits is that the city would acquire 2 lots in the West 40, which we could subdivide and create new lots for development. Once the land is subdivided, the city will be able to lease the lots, which will result in an increase in property tax revenue. The disadvantage is that temporary loss of grant in lieu revenue until such a time as the land is leased. So the options tonight is to approve acquiring lots 981 and 982, plan 4331, or refer the matter back to staff for more analysts, or reject acquiring lots 981 and 982, plan 4331. So the staff is recommending that the Planning and Development Committee recommend that Council, 1, approve the signing of the offers to purchase lot 981 and 982, plan 4331 from the federal government for $1. And two, give first and second reading to land acquisition bylaw for lots 981 and 982, plan 4331. Thank you.
Thank you, Amanda. Anybody would like to spend $1? Moved by Mayor Bell. Seconded by Deputy Mayor Awa. Any questions or comments? Go ahead, Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Amanda, for your presentation. Just looking at 981 and how strange a lot it is, I guess the idea might be that we would first combine and then subdivide into whatever's practical, or would we just subdivide? I think we would probably have to combine them first. Is that correct?
I believe that the lots will be left as is, but we would, there is the pipeline that runs through lot 981, so we have to take that into consideration when subdividing. It'll take a little bit of work, but it is a big area, and we think we could get quite a few industrial lots out of it.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments to the motion? If not, all those in favor, please raise your hand. Thank you. Unanimous. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you. I can't get this red light off, so I don't know if it's supposed to go off or
not. I'll take care of it. Back to the agenda. Request for addition development permit number 2103, approval of development permit application and request for variance, lot 15, block 228, plan 3586, North 40. Applicant NCC AC Industrial Park GP Limited, and I'll ask Samantha to do the presentation, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good evening, committee. The applicant is proposing to develop a three-bay warehouse and building contractor shop in the North 40 industrial area. The location map is attached to the RFD in attachment 2. One variance is required to permit a reduced front yard setback of 5.1 meters. The variance is considered minor and supportable due to the irregular shape of the lot. The notice of variance was sent to surrounding leaseholders and no responses were received by staff. The options are to approve DP21-023, refer the application back to staff for further analysis, or refuse DP21-023. Staff recommend that committee recommend that council approve DP21-023 and the variance to reduce the front yard setback. Thank you.
Thank you, Samantha. Moved by Mayor Bell. I'd like a second to please. Seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Questions or comments to the motion? Questions or comments to the motion? If not, those in favor, raise your hands. Thank you. Unanimous. Thank you, Samantha. Moving along, number B, request for decision. C?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. Request for addition development permit application number DP21047 and survey application number SK21 2012, approval of development permit application, survey application, and survey application. Lots 4211, 43322, and 43312. Plan 697 and portion of lot 422. Plan 617, core area, and the application is Nuna Star Properties. And I'd like to ask Michelle to do the presentation, please. Hi, Michelle.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And good evening to committee and to Mayor, and Happy New Year. This application is for an expansion to a building on the south side of the Astro Hill complex. There's a map that identifies the exact location in attachment 2, and it's also shown in attachment 3, which is the site photos as well, if you want to refer to those. What Nunastar is proposing to do is to add a third story to this existing two-story building, and also add a three-story addition beside this building. And the purpose is to create a space on the second floor for a new retail use. And a third story would be for commercial office space. And there would also be a new parking area that would be created with 36 parking spaces. The total new floor area of the new building would be 2,248 square meters of floor area that's being added through this development permit. So the applicant is requesting from council three things: a request for shared parking, a request for off-site parking in this case, and two variances, and I'm just going to speak briefly to each of them. So the shared parking, there is a parking area just to the west or northwest. It's shown on the site plan. There's a 30 space parking area that is currently part of the 225 spaces that are provided at the Astro Hill complex for the hotel use, the conference, restaurant, and is used by, could be used by staff and guests. It is an underused parking area. And because of this, Nunastar is requesting that this parking area be used as shared between the new use and the existing uses. The zoning bylaw allows a 25% reduction in the required parking for a development if approved by council. And so this is being requested. Also, off-site parking. As I said, a new parking area is being created of 36 spaces immediately adjacent to the new development. However, because of the requirements of the survey, some of this parking, even though it's right in front of the building, is considered off-site parking. And because of this, they are exceeding the maximum allowable off-site parking of 25% and are requesting a variance to allow the off-site parking to be increased to 67% of the parking. This is also something that would be addressed in the future through a rezoning and a future resurvey so that all the parking is considered on site. The second variance that is required is just to reduce the northerly and westerly interior side yards. And this has to do with the fact that the existing building sits right on the lot lines because it's all joined as one complex. So this would allow that condition to continue. In terms of the benefits of this development proposal, there would be new commercial retail and office space added to the Astro Hill complex. Part of the proposal, Nunastar will complete this concept of a ring road where they are proposing to extend the driveway that extends from the Astro Hill Bridge across the Utilidor and complete a road around the complex. So this is will improve access for users and also for emergency services. And the development will also contribute to improvement funds for the sewer and water development charge. Disadvantages. Only one identified. The proposed survey will not correct the challenges in meeting the zoning bylaw provisions. So the consolidation of lots in this case is difficult given the historical development on the lots and the fact that there's many easements on the lots because of the utilidor that runs under the building. The options for committee are to, the second part of this application is a survey sketch. So that is provided in attachment 4. And essentially, it's a lot line adjustment to basically make the lot that the current building sits on a little bit bigger to accommodate the addition so that the whole building sits on one lot. The options for committee are to approve both the development permit application and the survey sketch application, to refer both applications, one or both applications, back to staff, and thirdly, to refuse the applications. Staff are recommending that Planning and Development Committee recommend that Council approve the development permit application, DP 21-047. Subject to, and also with the approval of the shared parking and special conditions, to approve the two variances, one to reduce the northerly and westerly side yards from 2 meters to 0 meters, and the second variance to increase the percentage of offsite parking from 25% to 67%. And finally, to approve the survey sketch application, SK21-012, to permit the lot line adjustment. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. I need a move by Councillor Shepherd, seconded by Deputy Mayor Awa. Questions or comments? Deputy Mayor Awa.
Going to make sure that una apakutikituinnerlugu taikku uqareqquluqtut nunastaakku tamatuma nunangata mitsaanut tannaqai ilagivo uqareqtutoruqtu ilanga qulinamiksuut.
I don't think there was any translation. Still nothing.
Do we have it?
Yes, we go. Go ahead.
Thank
you. Mr. Chairman, they had a delegation here before before our committee to speak about this. And what they were planning, is this part of what they spoke to us before? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Michelle, did you get the translation?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Yes, I think Councillor Awa is Deputy Mayor Awa is referring to the presentation that Nunastar made in November about a land proposal, so this development application wasn't specifically talked about in that presentation. So this is something that's separate. The land proposal that they talked about in November has to do with securing some pieces of land for the long-term development of Astro Hill.
Thank you. For your name? Kyu Yogi. Okay, thank you.
Did you get your response? Thank you.
Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you. Ichibauta. Thank you for presenting this to us today. The parking that's on the back side of the building now that you were referring to that's going to be shared parking, and also the parking that's on the sort of an angle at the corner of the new proposed building, are both facing or edging on a fairly steep slope. In the drawing that I know is obviously not exact by any means of what's coming, but in the drawing, there is actually a drawing of a railing along that steep sloped edge. But in the site plan, it doesn't seem that it's noted there. I don't know that it would have to be, but it's not specifically there. I'm hoping that that railing will be there because I think it would make parking easier. I think it would make using the relatively tight space easier because it would give people confidence to park all the way up to the edge of where they're supposed to park as opposed to being afraid to get in as close as they could, if that makes any sense. So maybe we could get confirmation that there is supposed to be a railing, or if not, I would leave that as a suggestion that there should be a railing for that edge of parking along the steep edge.
Thank you. Michelle?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I mean, I would maybe if Mr. Chair, if Ed or Scott, who are here on behalf of Nunastar, if they wanted to provide additional comment. But in terms of my understanding of the site, there is one parking rail identified in some of the parking areas, but there's six parking spaces where there's no parking rail. One of the conditions of approval in this case is to complete a grading and drainage plan, and the site grading, and that's underway, I understand, and will be completed over the next couple of weeks. And it will determine exactly kind of what those grades are and therefore where probably the parking rail should be installed. That's my understanding. So anything where there's, safety, certainly the parking rails, we'll be looking for those changes to the site plan to include parking rails. Thank you.
Follow up.
Yep, thank you. And thank you for that answer. That makes me feel better about it. Just your answer also raised a question for me, though. If they're looking at grading, are they looking at changing the grade of that hill? Is that a possibility? Or are we talking about assessing the grade and deciding what to do about it? Or is there the possibility of actual like rock removal, changing the grade of the hill?
Michelle?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. No, the plans right now are the current plans. And again, maybe we can, if it's okay, Mr. Chair, we can defer that question to Nunastar as well. Currently, the plans submitted show no dramatic changes in grade. There is some fill back there already. More fill will be introduced. But the purpose would be to just determine exactly where the fill would be introduced, how much, and also how the drainage will be directed to the bottom of the hill. There have been some drainage issues in the past couple of years around the buildings at the bottom of the hill, and the city will want to make sure that that drainage is being handled appropriately off-site to Nunastar as well. So that would be the purpose there. But I understand there won't be any rock removal in this case.
Thank you. I think Councillor Stevenson is satisfied. Thank you. Thanks, Michelle. Any other questions or comments to the motion? Any other questions? If not, those in favor of the motion, please raise your hand. Thank you, all unanimous. All right. Moving along, number D, request for addition development application number DP21050, approval of development permit application and request for variance lot 4321 and 43321, plan 697 core area, and the applicant is Nuna Starr and Michelle again.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This application is an application to amend an existing development permit issued to Nuna Starr a couple of years ago. This is the development permit that was issued to them for the site where the Astor Hill Theater is located and the new grocery store. And if you recall, there was an additional story added to that building. There's a parking area just on that first parking area that you see when you come across the bridge. Nuna Starr, as part of their development that we just talked about, would like to have a loading bay on the north side of the addition. And what that means is that they need to access the loading area from the driveway that accesses that parking area. And that would mean the removal of two parking spaces. So this is a request to allow those two parking spaces to be relocated off-site to accommodate that loading ramp. The loading ramp would be across the utilidor. So they've submitted a kind of a preliminary design for how that would be achieved. And that would be one of the conditions of approval to get more details, on the design of that crossing to make sure that it's engineered properly. In addition, the other small change they would like to do as part of that amendment is to relocate a fuel tank that's currently next to the conference center building. But where they want to put the addition, so that that old fuel tank will be decommissioned and removed from the site, and a new fuel tank would be installed inside of the fenced compound that's inside that parking area, which is where those antenna structures are, which is belong to CBC. I'll just note that Nuna Starr did say that they are in discussions with CBC to eventually relocate those antenna structures to somewhere else, and they're just working with them on some suitable locations, and that would free up some more lands to maybe reintroduce some parking into that parking area. So in terms of the options for council or for committee to consider is to approve this amendment for DP 2150, to either refer it back to staff or to refuse the application. The key benefit here is that the approval would allow the Kujesi building to proceed as proposed, to allow that loading bay on the north side of the building. Staff is recommending that the Planning and Development Committee recommend that Council approve development permit application 2150 to permit the relocation of two required parking spaces to be located off-site and subject to the conditions in the RFD. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. Moved by Councillor Stevenson, seconded by Councillor Flaherty. Any other questions or comments? If not, those in favor, please raise your hand. Thank you. Unanimous. Thanks, Michelle. Moving along. Number E, request for addition. Land use permit application number LUP 21009, approval of land use permit untitled municipal land North 40, and the applicant is Nunavut Excavating, and I'll ask Samantha to do the presentation, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the application is to amend Nunavut Excavating's existing land use permit in the trail area. This will increase the total area by 0.2 hectares and also allow the relocation of a third explosive storage container to the area. The amendment will permit them to relocate an explosives container from their land use permit area in the North 40. The applicant had previously applied to add an explosive storage as a permitted use for that land use permit area in the North 40. But that application was refused by committee with the comment that the trail area would be a more suitable location for the use. So this increase in area will allow the explosives containers to be stored together, but at a safe distance from one another and in the area that was requested by committee. The options are to approve land use permit number 21-009, refer the application back to staff for further analysis, or refuse land use permit 21-009. Staff is recommending that the Planning and Development Committee recommend that Council approve land use permit number LUP 21-009. Thank you.
Thank you, Samantha. Anybody would like to move? Moved by Councillor Stevenson, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Questions or comments? Questions or comments? If not, all those in favor, please raise your hand. Thank you, unanimous. Thanks, Samantha. Moving along to F. Request for decision development permit application number DP 21048. Approval of development permit application and request for variance. Lot 214, Plan 4189, Plateau. The application is QPI in CCP, Plateau Development LP. And Samantha, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The applicant is proposing to amend their approved permit for a multi-use building in the Plateau area to create a rear parking area that will have the effect of increasing the total parking provided by 60 stalls. This will bring it up to 60 stalls total, and it will increase it by 10 stalls. The location map is in attachment 2 of the RFP. Two variances are required to allow this amendment to proceed. The first will reduce the rear yard setback of the retaining wall from 1 meter to 0 meters. The second will reduce the minimum drive aisle width of one of the internal drive aisles within the parking area to 4.9 meters. This is required as the location of the drive aisle where it exits the building to access the rear parking area has some structural obstacles that don't allow a wider drive aisle. The notice of variance was sent to the surrounding leaseholders and the planning department received two comments. The first was simply an inquiry asking for more information about the proposed development and the purpose of the required variance. Planning staff provided the resident with more information and they indicated that they were satisfied with the response. The second comment or inquiry received expressed concern about pedestrian safety and traffic along Killick Court, particularly as children play on that street. The resident was concerned about the narrowness of the street and the fact that it has no sidewalks. They requested that committee refuse the variance. Staff did respond to provide more information and follow-up about the variance and the anticipated effects. But that was this afternoon as the comment was received on Monday. So that there hasn't been time for the residents to provide a response. The proposed amendment will have the benefit of ensuring that the parking needs of the approved multi-use building are met on site. So staff are overall supportive of the variance and the amendment. The options are to approve development permit number DP 20 back to staff for further analysis, or refuse DP 21-048. Staff recommend that committee recommends that council approve the development permit application and the required variances. Thank you.
Moved by Mayor Bell, seconded by Deputy Mayor Awa. Questions or comment to the motion? Mayor Bell.
Thank you, Councillor Kumalik. Michelle and Samantha, between building 53, 35502, there is a current walking space. Can we try to deal with the landowner there or the land leaser to make a road way down from that location? Because there's already a pretty wide pathway. And I think that even if it was a one-way street, either up or down, probably down would be better. And also we should look at reducing the speed from 30 to like 20 or 25 or something to help with the kids that are on the street. It's a closed street anyways.
Thank you. Samantha?
If it's okay, I'd like to refer that question to Michelle. I think she'd be able to provide a more fulsome answer.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you, Mayor Bell. Yes, we'll take a look at the walkway you're talking about. So I'm presuming that means between the building that's under development and the second one that will be developed, and that the space in between the two buildings. Can I just get clarification if that's what you mean?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Stevenson.
Thank you, Chair. First off, I guess I'd like to second the idea that Mayor Bell just brought up, that we should be investigating at least the possibility of a road into that neighborhood. I think it was a mistake earlier on that we didn't go further with the road at the end when there was talk of it. I know there were reasons against it, and there may be reasons to make this projected road impossible as well, but I would like to certainly look into that possibility, because the complaint that the respondent had is correct. This is a closed area, but with lots of people and lots of cars. And I think an escape valve of sorts, or a release valve to put some of the pressure off, would be valuable. And it would help to deal with some of the other issues further down the road that we've talked about. I'm interested, and this is sort of a weird question to ask, but it's topical to this discussion. Back when these properties were approved, there was a condition that there needed to be some traffic safety improvements at the corner of the road and the road to the subdivision. I haven't heard any plans of what it is. They wouldn't have to come until they're developing these properties, so they may not have finalized those plans yet. But I'm wondering if, Michelle, you had any insight into making sure that that's still happening and that there's a plan for that improvement.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thanks for that comment. What I can say to that is that there was, as you said, there was a condition of approval on both of the lots that required a contribution for some sort of, you know, intersection improvements for safety, pedestrian safety, and that could mean, you know, to better direct car flow or slow people down, signage, that kind of thing. So those contributions have been made. And so that money is sitting there. And I think it's not a huge amount, but it's about $50,000. When Samantha and I were last in town, we did speak with Joe Brown about that, to see kind of what some of the thinking was in terms of what are some of the options for using those funds. So as part of that, we did look at the intersection of Kulit Court and Saputi, and then also at the base of Saputi. He was more supportive of making some improvements at the base of Saputi, because there's a lot of people who are walking along there as well. But it does make me wonder, I mean, I think the transportation master plan is already saying that there needs to be improvements to that intersection already. And so maybe the 50,000 could be towards improving the walking environment, you know, so either a link from Kulit Court to an off-road walking trail, or making safety improvements to Kulit Court itself, such as widening the roadbed a little bit or putting in some safety measures like that. So I put that to committee. Certainly, if there's any kind of preferences you have, I mean, we can certainly explore those further and bring them back for discussion.
Okay. Follow up? No.
No, thank you. That's a great answer. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor.
When I make sure that
thank you, Chairperson. I seem to remember a discussion we had about traffic for the future. I think this will be part of the discussion we will be having about that certain area. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Flaherty.
Thank you, Chair. It's not so much a comment or question to do with the content per se, but just a note that even the electronic version of the site plan for this agenda item, when I zoom in, I can't read any of the print, but I'm able to zoom in and read the electronic site plans for other agenda items earlier on in this meeting, like 5C from Unistar and 5D. But it's just a note that, I mean, I trust that it's all what it says it is, but I just can't confirm it by zooming into the diagram.
Thank you. Some of the walkways we have around the city, for example, putting a boulder at the end is always a good idea, I think, because ATVs and things like that usually try to go through the side or walkways. Another something that we can consider. Any other questions to the motion? If not, all those in favor, please raise your hand. Thank you. Unanimous. Moving along, last but not least, G, Memo Quarterly Development Activity Report, Q4 2021. Michelle.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this is the last activity report, well, the second one after we started it, after through the request from committee. So this provides the what happened for in terms of development permits issued in October, November, and December. So that's that fourth column in the table in front of you. So it was not a lot of development permits issued in that period, just 10 development permits issued, which included one dwelling unit and a small amount of industrial floor space. So a lot of those development permits would have been for things such as home-based businesses. You'll see the list of development permits that were issued in the box at the bottom. So you'll see there was an accessibility ramp added to building 630, a relocation of a single unit house, parking lot changes at the correctional facility, staircase addition, etc. So these ones are development permit applications that would not have come before committee. We've also provided in this table just a year to date. So it shows all the permits that were issued over the course of the year for the entire year. So the total permits issued were 63 units approved, and a total of just over 6,000 square meters of new non-residential floor space. So either commercial, institutional, or industrial. Rhiannon.
Thank you. That concludes the committee agenda. I don't think we have an in-camera item. And number 7, move to adjourn, moved by Mayor Bell, seconded by Councillor Flaherty. Those in favor? All in favor, thank you. Unanimous, and have a good evening, folks.
Good evening.